Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we got a great show for you today. A lot of stuff to cover. You know, we're getting ready for the first big, massive dive show of the year, the Beneath the Sea Dive Show in New Jersey, Secaucus, New Jersey, but it, you know, it covers the whole New York area. It's a big, big event, and it'll be happening here at the end of the month, and I can't wait to go out there and see all our Northeast diving friends, spend a little time in the Big Apple, and just kind of hang out and chat about what's cool in diving for the year. And one of my friends from the islands is going to be there too, Jeremiah from Ocean Encounters in Curacao, and he is on Scuba Radio today in a whole new position. Jeremiah, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Greg.
And by the way, just so we're clear, the position is a job. I just don't, he's not like doing Twister or, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I have to clarify that for our twisted listeners.
Well,
you know
I do have to practice touching my toes every day.
Yeah, that's right. Yoga, stretch, it'll make you live longer and stuff, they say. And anyway, Jeremiah, you are now the proud owner, not just the managed operator. You are the owner of Ocean Counters in Curacao. How does it feel?
It feels great. Like I said to you earlier, it could be congratulations or condolences.
Yes.
So, no, it's super exciting. It's a beautiful operation, beautiful location. I know we're going to be giving away an awesome prize at Beneath the Sea, or it's going to be part of a silent auction.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to seeing you up there, although I'm going to have to bring my jacket. The Northeast is always a little chilly for us island folks.
Well, you know, you never know. At the end of March, so I've been up there, and it's been, you know, half a foot of snow and cold as could be, and other times it's been like a spring, you know, spring day, sunny and 70. So you just don't know. So you got to plan for one or the other, but we'll see. Hopefully we'll get lucky this year. It won't be so bad, because I'm with you. I'm a warm water wuss. I'm in Florida. I'm close enough to you that I can definitely relate to the weather thing. But hey, you know, you're going in there in a whole new thing, because you own the place. You run it. You can do whatever the heck you want, kind of thing. You have all the freedom in the world now to dive to your heart's content and do nothing else, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm spending most of my time in an office now looking at numbers so that all my friends can go diving. So
yeah,
I'm even losing my tan, but I do have a nice view from my office. I'll tell you
that. It does. Yeah. Curacao, obviously, when we went there for Christmas, the Christmas time in December, we had such a great time. Everybody was awesome, but the folks at Ocean Encounters were just superb. You got a fine operation, beautiful boats, and obviously the diving was just spectacular. And you're right, we have worked with Jeremiah and the gang there at Ocean Counters to put together this little package. Actually, I haven't done anything. You guys did all the work, but you were nice enough to donate it to the silent auction there at Beneath the Sea, which, you know, benefits all these scholarship things and charitable dive program things that they fund up there at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show. It's a very good cause, and they've been very gracious to donate a trip for two for an entire week to dive with you in Curacao, right?
Yeah, that is correct, and we're super happy to support the cause. Anytime you have these silent auctions where money's going to the right places, and on top of which, then I get two friends to come down here and experience Curacao, which unfortunately is still the Caribbean's best kept secret. We, you know, we need to get the word out that come down here. The diving's beautiful. It's year round good weather. We're going to be given a 5 days of 2-tank boat diving with unlimited shore diving. I got free upgrades on our super special trips, either going to Klein Curacao Mushroom Forest. We're going to do a night dive by boat. So it's going to be a great week. They're going to be staying at Sunscape Resort and Casino and Spa. With 7 nights, all super all-inclusive, so all the food and drinks, and so it's happy hour all the time. They're going to really enjoy themselves, whoever's the lucky recipient.
No doubt. You know, it'll be quite a thing to bid on, and you might, you know, make out like a bandit. Who knows? And know that it's going to a good cause to boot. So you're going to have that opportunity there at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show if you attend. Just look for that package in the silent auction. As far as the diving, like you said, you guys have a tendency. It really is bizarre after you've been there and you get familiar with the product they have there in Curacao, to see how overshadowed you sometimes get by Bonaire and Aruba, your sister islands. God bless them. They're great islands and all that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you, Curacao, I had known this for many years, but boy, was it reinforced when we were there in December, that you just have the best of all worlds, not just diving, but everything you could ever want to do on a Caribbean getaway. And I'm assuming you would agree with me on that. Am I right, Jeremiah?
Absolutely. I think if you take Aruba, which is so popular and a great place, like you said, in Bonaire, and you put the two together, you get Curacao. I mean, mm-hmm. you have as good of, if not better, diving than Bonaire has. Super, super healthy reef system. They're only 30 miles away, so it's a very similar structure. But, you know, the Dutch have been protecting their reefs for a long, long time, and we're doing some coral restoration down here, so the reefs are super, super pristine. But then if you take the good things about Aruba, you know, the good restaurants, the nice nightlife, and just all the outdoor activities, it's a good mix of both.
Right.
And people just need to come down and visit, see for themselves. Or come visit me in my booth at Beneath the Seas. I'm going to be up there as well.
Yeah, he's going to be up there sharing the love with all the Northeast divers and saying, hey, why do you want to be up here when it's so cold and it might be even snowing that day? Like, well, you could be down in Curacao. Come on, follow me back down there. And you know the thing about Curacao, what's nice too is, you know, of course, you know, divers have a tendency to want to go to these exotic getaway places. And, you know, sometimes that makes it very difficult to get to those. That's not the case with Curacao. You could fly from JFK straight there. I believe you guys have like nonstop service to Curacao, but it's really easy to get to the island from no matter where you happen to be in the U.S., let alone the world. Right?
No, that's true. And the JetBlue flight flying out of New York, they even added another day.
Oh, there you go.
So they're going to be flying twice per week. We have two daily flights out of Miami and also twice per week out of Charlotte. So, again, there's no excuse not to come.
Mm-hmm. So it's easy to get to. You have all the nightlife and restaurants. They got quite a plethora of restaurants. They got Starbucks. I love that. But, you know, you may not be into that thing. And all you got to do is drive down the street a few miles and you kind of get out into the wilderness side of Curacao. And you can really, really get away from everything very quickly on that island. So it's a pretty dynamic change depending on what your vacation preference is. So, you know, you have that diving or non-diving spouse or something that, you know, needs to occupy their time while you want to go spend time on the boat at Ocean Encounters with Jeremiah and his crew and maybe shoot a lionfish or something. Who knows? And they won't be bored to tears while you're away and you'll come back to a happy camper. After your day of diving, as opposed to like, okay, what do I got to do now to make you happy? You know, have you been in that position? I have many times.
Yeah, that's good. Bring grandparents, kids, your spouses, everyone. There's something for everyone down here. And one of the best things, which I know is on everybody's mind, especially after this last hurricane season, is we are south of the hurricane belt. We did not get touched, and we do not get touched. I've been here 12 years now, and we've gone out. We've only had 2 days where we've been blown out in 12 years where we did not send dive boats out. So,
really? Wow.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
That is impressive. Yeah. Well, there you go. And you guys, as far as Ocean Encounters, you have how many boats operating? Because you have a pretty nice fleet, don't you?
We do. We have four boats. A lot of the fan favorites from the Caribbean. We got a Newton 46 and a Pro 48 and a couple other smaller boats. And like you said, we have lionfish dives, fluorescent night dives, all-day trips, dives with dolphins, whatever you want to do. You can do some coral restoration. We're a big part of that. We're the main sponsor for the Coral Restoration Foundation Curacao. So whatever you like to do, I'm pretty sure we can offer it. We like to call ourselves the one-stop dive shop. And if we can't organize it, we'll figure out a way to make sure that we can.
Yeah, and you're right there in the heart of Curacao's, I don't know what district you call that, but you're right by this aquarium. You could take a submarine ride. You could go play with dolphins and stuff. You could do all so many things right there where they're located. You're in the heart of all the activity of the island, which makes it pretty convenient just to go and have a blast for
Absolutely.
Sure. Do you want to even mention, do you have a favorite dive site or does it change?
It changes. You know, it's not a zoo. And actually our house reef, which is called Shipwreck Point, is just a convergence of just life and healthy corals. And it's fantastic. But I've told you this before, and I think we took you the dive in there when you were here, is the east side of Curacao It's a little bit remote, and it's not inhabited. There's no beaches, no hotels, no people screwing things up. And it's arguably the healthiest reefs in the Caribbean. I would say the healthiest reefs in the Caribbean. And it's about a 10 to 12 mile stretch of coastline that is that we can drop in anywhere. I mean, we don't even have dive site names. It's just like, oh, this place looks good. Let's drop in and have a look. And we're never disappointed. So
yeah, well, we weren't when we went out there. And yeah, we were just cruising along the little, you know, gradual wall area they had there off the east end. And man, it was just beautiful, like you said. What is the website? I'll let you give it, Jeremiah. You're the boss.
www.oceanencounters.com.
Well, there you go. Simple enough. Do that. Visit Jeremiah and the gang in Curacao and look for him at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey here at the end of the month. Thanks, Jeremiah.
You got it, Greg. And I'll see you beneath the sea.
Yes, indeed. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Come on, Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I was going to say old Greg the Dive Master, but I don't know. That song was just a little disturbing. And, you know, I just kind of do go with the flow when I can. You know what I mean?
Sometimes CJ, it does get weird.
Yeah, it does. More times than not, actually. CJ in the studio, as you can plainly hear. Also, we got a special guest today, Dennis. You may know him as what? Lots of Gadgets?
Captain Dennis.
Captain Dennis from Just Plain Radio. He does. And he is in the studio with
us
today.
Dennis the Menace?
Dennis the Menace, that could be. Jerry the Diving Guy. You know, he may have dubbed him a new name, Dennis the Menace. I don't know. But he's usually flying his plane. But he came down to Orlando and he said, hey, I want to come to the studio. I'm like, heck yeah, come on in, man. Let's talk diving.
Thanks for calling me and telling me you were going to be down there.
Well, he didn't know. Yeah, I mean, have you seen the weather? He wanted to get out of harm's way, so he flew south. And so it was a last-minute decision up there from the...
from the Great White North.
Yeah, Minnesota is where
Yeah, those
is.
Rubber bands, they get a little brittle when it's get cold out.
True. Yeah,
I had to take the big rubber band, though.
Okay. Well, you did that. A commercial rubber band? Is that what we're talking about?
English, por favor.
Yes. But you hear Barry the Boater giving him a hard time. That's just what we do. Also, we got Captain Walt DeMartini, if that weren't enough, at the Gomez Hilton check-in. And he has some new upgrades he's going to share with us here in just a bit. But Jerry the Diver Guy is the one I got to go to first because, you know, everybody who's heard Jerry on the show before know that he is a master of the English language. And he's our go-to guy whenever we have a problem when it comes to understanding people. You know, whether it's, you know, dialects or...
He's a linguist.
Yeah, he is.
That's what you're saying.
And you would accept that.
Bilingual.
He is. Okay, he's definitely that as well.
He's a cunning linguist.
Okay. And so, you know, the thing...
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well,
we just did so.
Well, look, here's the thing. there has been a topic of discussion in the dive industry that has been around for many, many years. I mean, we've been doing scuba radio for over 20. And one of the things that showed up on my radar again this week, you know, it pops up periodically, is how do you say the past tense of dive?
I believe it's divin.
That is incorrect.
Dove.
Dove would be one that you hear a lot, but, you know, in proper English, Jerry, how is it supposed to be said when you say you went and, you know, past tense, you went on a dive? Well, how would you say it?
We went diving.
Well, no, past tense, that's current.
Jerry would have dived.
He would have dived.
No, we went diving.
Okay.
We go dive?
You're not working with me here. Is it dove? You dove or you dived?
We dove the wreck.
Okay.
He dived the wreck.
He dived is what I have always been told to say as a scuba diver and as a linguist. A master of the English language.
The wreck.
Which sounds weird to people outside.
We go diving.
You go, well, okay.
And
but
we
that's,
went diving.
Jerry, work with me here. Jeez.
It's all diving.
No, I'm talking about dove or dive. Which one are you
all
supposed
right,
to use?
We dived it.
We dived it, which sounds weird to people outside the diving industry because you always think, hey, you dove a wreck. You know, and so that's more of an American mix on the language, on how you say it. Because to do proper you know, English is to say you dived the wreck.
Dove is a soap that's good for your skin.
Is that no, it's Dove.
Dove is the past tense of diving.
Dove. 1/4 moisturizing cream.
I think you are incorrect, sir. But, you know, we may
maybe it's a third.
Okay. I'll
I know there's moisturizing cream in it.
So that's how we do it.
All right. Well, here's the first time ever I've read an article that said, actually, if you say dove, that's acceptable now because so many
acceptable
people have screwed
from
it up.
Whom?
For people in America. If you're in the UK, it is proper English to say dived. And that's what I had always been told. I always thought that was kind of weird when I started diving.
Dived.
People, you know, would
they
say
dive. They
drive
on the opposite side of the road.
Yeah, but they are the one. Aren't they the ones who like created English over there? You know,
that's why they call it English.
Yeah, so you know they have their rules and they've stuck to them. And here in America, we've gotten lazy, and people like Jerry the Diver Guy has gotten in there and say, "Well, I went doving." I mean,
we
I don't
just
think
screwed it up.
Yeah, I don't know if we screwed it up or we've adapted.
I still maintain it's divin.
That is incorrect.
That may be ancient.
That is not in Webster's dictionary. That's not.
Well,
anywhere.
No, I'm speaking in an English. I mean, an ancient English dialect,
huh.
Like before they even had kings.
No matter what
the Declaration
is,
of Independence says we are independent from England.
Well, that is true, and maybe this is
we
one of the
our
reasons
own English.
Why we threw tea in the water. We was like, I'm not going to say dive. That sounds idiotic.
I said unsweet tea.
Uh-huh. Well,
I'm part Native American, so.
Will you clean that up, please?
This has sugar in it!
America. Oh, brother.
You limey bastard!
Okay, quit it. You know, but I wonder, I mean, you know, Roz from the UK might be able to clarify this dilemma as well, because now I'm all out of sorts. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Is she around?
Well, she's, you know, across the pond in the UK.
No, but she's not on the show.
She is not on the show at the moment, no. That
so
is correct.
Only,
that is
we can only
that
speculate.
That is a fine observation, CJ.
Thank you.
So, but I wonder. I do wonder what the, you know.
You better hope you don't see her in New York, CJ.
Well, are you going to sound like a dummy now if you, you know, sound, to our UK friends?
I always
friends?
Sound like a dummy.
Well, a good point.
What else is new?
Have you heard this show? Hello? But no, I wonder if, you know, this is a thing. You know, or if it's just your personal preference. Now, I you know, I think, well, maybe I should say Dove, because I, you know, we are American.
I think I've used them both.
I've used Dove by mistake, knowing that I'm supposed to say dived, even though it sounds weird to people in the U.S. when you say that, especially outside of diving.
Well, if it sounds weird, just use Dove.
Well, now I've been given a green light, but I am conflicted. Am I the only one? Don't you want to be a proper Englishman?
Am I the only? No one's with me on the divan. Dennis?
No, no, no one. No God. One's buying
well,
into that.
Since we're all screwed up, let's just go with Dove.
From here on out, I hereby bequeath that you can say Dove instead of dived. Even though in proper English, you'd be looked down upon as a air peasant and moron.
Let's go Dovin.
That's not what I said.
Divin.
I didn't say that either.
Dove to that.
Yeah, okay. We're getting nowhere. More die, coming up. Die, stay close. Die.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I dove last month in the Turks and Caicos. Does that sound natural? Does that sound right? If I say
yeah,
it like
that's
that?
Fine.
Okay, you're
like,
comfortable
I'm
with
going
that?
Diving.
Well, that's
or
yeah.
Let's go dive a wreck.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
Last week I dove a wreck.
Right, dove or dived. You get here's the answer. To
okay.
This whole dilemma. You can use either one, and it says, according to this article in like Webster's Dictionary now, because so many people have improperly said dove, it's now acceptable to say dove, especially in America.
And now that you're putting it out there,
I'm just
on the radio, this is
everybody.
Right now, this is like history. This is a cultural touchstone.
Okay.
That I'm... I honored and proud to be a part of.
Well,
this is broadcast history.
You really shouldn't be touching anything.
This is broadcast history, Greg.
It is broadcast. You know, I use this platform in ways to further relations between the different continents. And or is it incontinents?
You are a bridge.
Anyway, yeah. I just want people to be able to communicate properly. And I don't want our friends across the pond to look down upon us. As many of them probably have when they've heard, you know, divers use the word dove in past tense when they should be saying dived. But do know that you now have Webster's Dictionary on your side, and it is acceptable to say that. And for the last 20 years, I always thought if you said you dove, you're incorrect. You're using improper English. And
Go Dovin.
Thank you, Jerry the Diver Guy, for totally muddying the waters once again.
I don't want to be rude, but if this was a conversation I was engaged in a party, I would right about now start looking for the nachos.
You look for the nachos?
Yeah, I'd be like, where's the nachos?
Okay, we'll see if we can
just
find
pour
some.
Up some more mermaid rum.
All right, rum will work too. And nachos. A little bit of...
They finished that mermaid rum.
Guacamole.
We got some more stuff coming up. And our friends from Facebook Live are chiming in on this discussion, too. It's coming up. Stick with
this
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Bulavinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy, I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt, Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
Yes, I dove in Fiji back in the day. I only wore a grass skirt when I had too much kava, and it was purely for the cultural exchange. Basically exploring this between the two cultures and showing the world what not to do when you go outside your home country.
You were assimilating. There's nothing wrong with
that. Okay, maybe I was doing that. But
when in Rome, put on a dress.
Okay, we could, I guess you could say that. All right, look, so, you know, whether you use dive or dived or dove, it's totally up to you, and you can feel safe with either way now and still feel intelligent.
That's a relief.
Yeah, so we've cleared that up.
Because I don't know how much more social anxiety I can handle.
Yeah, well, let's move on to some other stuff then. Now that we've educated the diving community accordingly. And
wait, Greg, can I throw my 2 cents in?
Yeah, Walt DeMartini's been around longer than any of us, and so I don't know. What do you feel about this, then, Walt?
Old Webster's dictionary.
Yeah, an old
one. And it says,
mm-hmm. He has to read it.
Dove, D-O-V-E, past of dive.
Oh, what the heck?
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't I just say that? Dove is past tense?
Well, yeah, it is past tense.
I am married to a teacher, you know.
Yeah, but there's you're not supposed to say that if if you dove into something, but it's, you know, when you're talking about a dive.
This is a 1968 Time Webster's New Idea Dictionary.
Well, what is the controversy, Ben? Are you trying to say I just made this up? I read it on the internet. It's real.
In the past 50 years. It must be true, right?
No, it has been a thing.
Somewhere.
Yeah, everything on the internet's real.
Somewhere in that 50-year span.
Yeah, something has changed.
Dived was acceptable.
Well, dived was initially acceptable, and then dove.
Well, he just had dove in that book.
Yeah, but I don't think it means the same thing.
Yes, it does.
In America,
it's a real
maybe.
Book.
No, the
what about Scotland?
Books have words. Like dictionaries, they don't even have pictures.
You know,
they
Greg,
don't count. Yeah, what
dictionaries all have words
on Facebook Live right now?
Yeah, what are they saying?
There's
there,
people
Jerry?
On Facebook Live right now from Germany, Canada,
right.
And UK.
Uh-huh.
Let's let them chime in on this.
Okay, all the folks from I see
go
Germany.
Answer that, people.
Speak up, world.
We got some Canadians up there. Yeah. They think we're idiots by saying dove?
They're checking in, but they're not saying.
They don't want to say. They don't want
to
come right out.
UK, Germany, talk to us.
See, I'm trying to.
Can you hear me?
Keep us from having an international incident, and you're like encouraging it, Jerry. I mean, that's not.
I don't think it's that serious.
Yeah,
you
think
well, you know, I got to stoke the fire.
Well, that's not what you do. That isn't what you do. That's not. You know, it's not.
Yeah, but
stoked.
We're all going diving, no matter what.
That's the only way you're going to make the
stoked.
The juice is if you stoke the fire.
The juice. You like it? The juice.
The juice.
You got a stoker, buddy.
Okay. Anyway.
Stoke the fire.
All of a sudden, you're Italian.
Liquor.
What happened?
I'm just trying to assimilate into the international community.
All right.
On Facebook Live.
We got
you reading
one
this?
Here.
CJ is saying.
Gaynor Watterson from the UK. And
he says dove?
Dove or went diving.
Yeah. Well, dove or went diving. But what about dived? So it's not
mentioned.
Yeah, because he's like, we don't say dived. You're
wait,
a moron.
Let me pat myself on the back one more
time. I thought you said it came from England.
It did. That's what I'm like. Come on. What is it? Gaynor? Is that his name? Gaynor.
I don't know if it's a he or a she.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, Gaynor.
That's a bigger question.
Dive.
Is Ganger dived. A male or a female?
No, it's not.
Now you're
but he dived.
You're making it.
I've heard about Gloria Gaynor, the disco diva.
I don't think she's from the UK.
No, but she has the name Gaynor.
Oh, okay.
There's a half Gaynor that divers
do. Dove.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ironically, not scuba divers, but like Olympic all platform right. divers.
Well, I'm tired of all of you.
Do they care?
I have had enough of all you.
Female. She's thank you.
I'm trying to
She's
educate.
A female.
I was right.
My hunch
was
correct.
I'm trying to educate
you guys, and all you're doing is giving me grief. And
thank
I'm just
you.
Trying to clarify this and basically.
Please overlook him.
Thank you, Gaynor, for proving Greg wrong once again.
Oh, brother.
And
anyway,
we apologize.
She is
for
impartial, too, because she's not on the show. So.
Okay. Fine.
But she's helping us out.
Well, thank you. We do appreciate
it. Unscientific.
What time is it over there right now?
It's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's about that time.
No. No, it's about, there are 5 hours ahead of us.
Well, why do we care? As long as they're there, it doesn't matter.
I thought you wanted to, you know, cross-pollinate cultures.
Well, yeah. I mean, if...
Now you don't care?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, as long as she's with us, that's all that matters.
Oh, I see.
It's almost 9 p.m. there. Please. She's listening
Please
to
us. Growling
okay.
at me over an international incident.
Yeah, okay.
Good part is you got plenty of time to get ready.
For?
The British.
What, the invasion?
Because they wear They're red coats. Back. You can
British
see them coming a mile away.
Oh,
coming.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Bright red.
All righty then. Okay. Well,
history has taught me that, if not how to say given.
I do have to get some news out, though, from the Gomez
do you have
Hilton.
To? Oh, okay.
Because the Gomez Hilton has underwent some upgrades, and we have to share this with the world now. It's official, is it? Is it?
When
not
do we get the
Walt?
Tour?
Well, I don't
it
know.
Is official. We have a new wing,
of the Gomez Hilton, and here
we've got the East Wing and the West Wing and the Marina Wing, and we just added the Tiki Wing.
Aha!
Yeah, baby.
See, a lot of people would think when we talk about the Gomez Hilton, is like, hey, you're just talking about Walt's house. No. This is a travel destination, a home away from home, a place to
a
go.
A top notch.
By invite only. Very exclusive club can only stay at the Gomez Hilton. And what's nice now, he keeps expanding it and creating additional amenities to make it even a more top destination to travel to in South Florida. And
he keeps
so
his VIPs happy.
He does. You get a welcome rum punch when you go to Walt's. I mean... the Gomez Hilton, and now you have this new tiki bar,
Greg.
That's a separate wing of the Gomez Hilton. So this is the third bar you've put on the property. Is that right, Walt?
That's correct. Because if I get thrown out of one, I can go to the small tiki bar by the pool.
Yeah.
And if I get thrown out of that one, I can go to the big tiki hut.
How about that? See, you know, for people who know...
If he gets thrown out of that and he's just going home.
Well, true. For people who know Walt well, know that there's some very close versions of Walt that you may know as well. There's Walt, there's Gomez.
Mr. Gomez.
Yeah, Mr. Gomez, and there's Ron.
Julio.
So now there's a separate bar for all three.
Which one are we talking to now?
Well, it changes throughout the 2-hour broadcast. So, but now...
Hola, Julio. Hola. See, I am not drinking enough rum today.
Okay. Captain Walt's get naked punch.
All right. Okay, so now each of Walt's personalities has a separate drinking establishment at the Gomez Hilton. That is very impressive, Walt. And this new tiki hut that you put up, this is a big permanent structure. This isn't like some portable bar. Am I right or what? What have you done, Walt? Do you care to share or would you... he passed out. No, you gone. There, Walt? Walt, talk to me.
I'm back.
Okay, there he goes. He just drifted off just for a second there.
Well, you asked for Walt. We were talking to Julio.
That's right. He can't switch that quickly. You ever seen that movie, Split? Yeah.
His eyes roll back
Julio
in his head.
Supposedly holding the bar down while while Walt went to get another cocktail.
Right. What about this tiki bar, though, Walt? Tell me about it. I mean, it's a big permanent structure, right? Like a big tiki bar?
Yeah, it's a big, big permanent structure. The floor's not in yet, but it'll be in within the next, I would say, week and a half or so.
Uh-huh. So, but the structure is there now, and there's like a little open courtyard area around it. Is that right? Right next to the dry
marquee? It's right adjacent to the boat, to the seawall.
Yeah.
And then very close to the pool, and then the back opens up into the South 40 there. So,
wow, just sounds amazing.
Julio likes to sand between his toes.
Okay. Yeah, Jerry likes it. He's been to the Gomez Hill. I'm excited to see this upgrade. Jerry, you want to go or what? What do you think? This sounds like a
I can't wait. I'm ready. Let's go.
CJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, next time we head down there, do some, we can go out with Barry the Boater and hang out at the Gomez Hilton at the new Tiki Bar after our day of diving. We got a few more days in before the end of March and the close of lobster season. So kind of the days are ticking away.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. But
Jerry,
you have to be able to just leave on a dime. You can't, wishy-washy and say, it may be windy, it may not.
Well, we've tried, but the wind has not been cooperating here the last few weeks.
No, the wind cooperated a couple of weeks ago, but you were concerned.
CJ, that close your mouth so the wind will die down.
Okay.
How dare you? Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Considered the cleverest of all sharks. Unlike the great white, which tends to inhabit the waters of harbors and recreational beach areas, the land shark may strike at any time, any place. It is capable of disguising its voice and generally attacks young single women. Expert at the University of Miami's Oceanographic Institute suggests that the best way to scare off the shark in the event of an attack is to hit or punch the predator in the nose.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is hammerhead shark season in Bimini. We've been talking about that with the Dive God last couple weeks. And they'll be there, I guess, hanging out through at least Fool's Day. You know, they go through April and just kind of hang out during, for this season. And people go up there and get their picture with these 14-foot great hammerhead sharks. That's pretty awesome stuff for sure. All right, look, when it comes to sharks, I love them. And Dennis is in the studio with us today, and he actually sent me an email of a new statistic. Dennis, you know what I'm going to bring up now?
Yeah, I remember sending you the article.
Yes. So here's the headline. And we get this periodically because, you know, shark attacks and things like that. You know, sharks get a bad rap. And you hear these weird statistics like, you know, you're better off. You know, you have much better chance of being killed in a car accident or, you know, on the way to the dive boat than you would on a
coconut falling on your head.
Yeah, you have that one. You have the one where the vending machines.
Are you saying the coconut migrated?
Yeah, maybe. Or the vending machines fall over on top of you and kill you and that kind of thing. That happens more often than people dying from shark attacks. It's like, you know, 10 a year around the world. So when you put it in perspective, it kind of goes, okay, well, maybe even though when it happens, it's obviously not good, you know, the media jumps all over it and makes it sound like, oh, my gosh, this is happening way too often, and it's not really accurate. Well, the newest one is, according to this article that Dennis sent me, is that bee stings kill way more Americans than sharks. You know, they have an allergic reaction. When you think about it, it's like, that's probably accurate. But this is the other part of the headline that really caught my eye. It said bee stings and cow licks kill way more Americans than sharks. Cow licks? Oh, wait, it's cow kicks. It's cow kicks. I'm sorry. I said licks, didn't I?
Like that when your hair does a little.
Yeah, exactly. Which would be really, that would be an amazing statistic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You get licked by a cow.
No, I had no idea that was fatal.
Well, you don't know where that tongue was. You know, what kind of bacteria?
Well, that's, you know, I mean, bee stings, you know, they have allergic reaction. Maybe you have a allergic reaction to the lick of a cow. You know, my first look at that, you know, I'm thinking, who's getting cow licked anyway? Okay, I read it wrong, but it's cow kicks.
I can't answer that.
I didn't know how many people were killed by cow kicks every year. Did you? Did you think that was a thing?
I never really researched that.
Jerry the Diver Guy?
Greg, that was an utter remark.
Oh, boy. Jerry the Diver Guy, he's in the mountains of Virginia. I don't know if they have, do they have cows where you are or just moonshine stills? What do they have?
Billy goats.
Goats.
Just moonshine.
Okay. I mean, have you
goats,
ever been...
cows, moonshine.
Yeah, do you get kicked by them? I mean, have you ever heard of that in your neck of the woods?
No.
No.
We go cow tipping.
Cow tipping, right. And if it tips the wrong way, it could land on you and kill you. Probably that probably happens more often than shark, you know, shark deaths or, you know, people being attacked by a shark, you think? I don't know. Jerry?
It's a possibility.
Okay, so cow kicks.
It'd be hurting if he does fall on you.
All right. Well, you know, I guess it's...
I've never been kicked by a cow.
I've never been really... I don't know. Well, I've been close enough, I guess, to be kicked by a cow, but I don't know. Who's getting kicked by cows? People that are, like, milking them? Dennis?
That would be my guess. Milking them, herding them, farmhands.
Or, you know, lonely farmhands that are trying to get licked by a cow.
Oh, God.
And the cow doesn't appreciate it and kicks them away. No?
Let's move on.
Good Lord. See, what has happened?
God help us.
Okay, so you guys aren't buying this one, are you? No. What do you mean? What, CJ? What's the problem? You have no comment at all?
No.
All right, so the fact that more people are getting killed by cow kicks, doesn't that put shark attacks in perspective, though, a little bit?
No.
Why? Why bury the boat?
Because not that many people scuba dive. They haven't enjoyed being out.
How
in
many
the water,
people get kicked by cows?
Well, there's more land people than scuba diving people.
Yeah, but I don't run into cows every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you know, you see a cow on the side of the road. Everyone
Where
gets out.
Oh, all the time.
Hey, let's go look at the cow.
Hey, yeah. You know? Hey, they. Do you see that cow? Hey, let's go lick it quick.
I don't think people do that, Greg.
Well.
God have mercy on yourself.
Why would you get kicked?
All right, I'm going to send you a picture of a cow.
What does that have to do with anything?
They're on the side of the road over here.
Okay.
Down in Miami. Hey, Florida's a big cattle area.
So what you're saying is the chances of getting kicked by a cow and getting killed are way more understanding than getting bit by a shark or a shark attack?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Now, would a bull shark count?
What, as far as...
Was that count? Would that count for the cow or the shark?
Which column
would that go in? The cow column?
If there's
the
a bull shark, there must be a cow shark.
There is a cow shark, and there is a bull shark, actually. But no, we're talking about all sharks. There's only like 10, you know, deaths.
But that doesn't count in the cow column.
No, it does not count in the cow column. Because
there was some confusion over here on this side of the table.
The only confusion was, were they licked to be killed or were they kicked to be killed?
Pretty much kicked.
Yeah, I think so. The licking is just kind of foreplay. So.
That's what snakes do.
Either way, it's going to be bad.
All right. Well, look, hey, we're going to talk about our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in hour two and a few other interesting stories that might even be better than that one. What are the odds? Pretty high, actually. Stick around and find out on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we are lucky down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.